Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Tastes Like Burning.
I don't know if exciting is the word, but... Well, that's more... It's not...
It's not not exciting.
We're exciting, why do you, but like, we're more...
Why do you always downplay
it? No, us? I love us. It's just we're a little more and a little less... I don't know. I just wanted an excuse to hit the button again.
I know. Turkey, turkey.
Turkey, turkey.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
We're a little more and a little less. I don't know.
Yes! Well, okay. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2305 of BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 29th of November, 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my trip to Atlanta. Big Freddy and Squeaky Kitty! Hello, Squeakies! Big Freddy and Squeaky Kitty and Squeaky Gentleman Caller! It's true, they are back. Oh, they are so excited that we're... Yes, Big Freddy! Okay! And they did such a good job keeping the villa safe while we were. Yes, Big Fatty, they are. They're almost as good as that conscience. Big Fatty, they're just as good. Okay, yes, okay. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, let me tell you. Let me tell you, B, let me tell us, y'all, I'm glad to be home. I'm glad to be back at the villa. Had a nice time visiting the hats. Well, Big Fatty, why don't you just get in there and tell us about it? Yeah, that's it. Now, y'all, before I tell you about the visit to Atlanta, I especially want to thank those of you who called in to BFO and gave me some content. Yes, Big Fatty, because, y'all, I got to tell you, I wasn't quite sure I was going to get all those little shows in there for you. And, y'all, I still had a couple of voice letters that I never got to, but we'll get to them this week. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, y'all, that is Crystal Hamburgers. Big Fatty, y'all, I don't know why, but I was craving the Crystal Hamburgers. Y'all, for those of you in the Northeast, I think the White Castle. Big Fatty. And I also want to thank all Chris and all Brian for being on episodes of The Gays. And y'all, I got a couple of post over there at the BFO from the number one Funky Homo. He said about the O'Brien show. He says, "Oh, this is my favorite show." And y'all, then on Monday when all Chris was on, he goes, "Aw, now this is my new favorite show." Betty changes like the wind. And y'all, then he sent me a picture of all Chris and all Brian. And Jim, am I supposed to? I don't know if I'm supposed to publish that or not. But anyway, it's a lovely picture of the two of them. Yes, Big Fatty is just lovely. And you know that Daniel Bieber? That Daniel Bieber will be over at the Hara Hotel on Friday. There you have it. Got up to... Now, let me think here a second. I left the Hara Hotel Tuesday morning, and y'all, I drove to Atlanta. Now, y'all, I was I was not quite ready to got an early start, and I wasn't quite ready to head up to the Hat Cave. So y'all, I went and did a little flexing while I was over there, and y'all, it was just lovely. And I guess I was there a few hours, probably 3 hours or so, maybe about 3 hours. But y'all, it was just lovely. Yes, Big Fatty, big fish, little pond. It's true. And then headed on up to Hatville, and y'all, we had our supper that Tuesday night, and y'all, then I went and I watched the finals of the dancing. Y'all, I thought it was a fantastic show. They did a lot of the dancing over at the Grove, which is right next to Television City in Hollywood. And y'all, it was just a wonderful show. They had a lot of extra dances on there, and it just put you in a crema spirit. Yes, McCready. And y'all, as much as I wanted James to win, I was not surprised that the winner was Laurie, and she deserved it too. Yes, McCready. Y'all, then we got up on Wednesday, hump day, and my mother wanted to go to the J.C. Penney. Big Fatty, get your penny coupon. Well, she had a penny's coupon, y'all, she had found a kind of a lightweight coat with a kind of a furry collar. It wasn't fur, but yeah, it was kind of like that fake stuff. And so she's, you know, she got it. And she got home and told the orange hat that's what he was giving her for Christmas. Be ready. We pedaled. I don't think we did a whole lot of much of anything on Wednesday. We may have gone to the Cools. I think we did go to the Cools and had to get some last-minute things at the grocery store. And y'all, believe it or not, it was not nearly as hectic. It was not as hectic as I had thought it might be. So that was a plus. And then Wednesday night, we had our supper, and I know we didn't. We went out to eat on Wednesday night, a little place. And Big Fatty had him a French dip sandwich, it was lovely. Let's see, what did we do then? Went home, and it was a double episode of The Survivor. And y'all, I got to tell you, it was two exciting episodes. Y'all, I got a testimonium from Gay Country West. Big Fatty, is that spelled C? No, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. But he says that he was moved to tears when the guy, the police officer from Boston, told, I think it's Zeke, that he wasn't the only Bobo Honka on the island. Benny, you know how to ruin a special moment. But two exciting episodes, and y'all, the second one, I couldn't believe how it ended. Y'all, it just goes to show you expect the unexpected. Big Benny, that's the Big Brother. Well, it applies to this one too. Yes, Big Benny. And y'all, then Thursday morning, got up, and we were getting ready for Thanksgiving. My mother had cooked a turkey breast in the cracker pot, and we had a ham, spiral sliced ham. So we had that, and we had cornbread dressing and macaroni and cheese and green beans and yeast rolls, and y'all, and they had invited one of their friends over, and it was the four of us, and y'all, it was just lovely, and their friend makes the best homemade pound cake, and we had that for dessert, and y'all, it was just wonderful. And then I told my mother, I guess we ate about 3 o'clock, 3:30, something like that. And that evening, I said, you know, I think I'm going to start bringing in some of this grandma stuff. We didn't have the tree yet or anything, but you know, you can do the rest of the decorating around the hat cave. And so y'all did that and got about, most everything done, other than the tree, on Thursday evening. Y'all, then we got up, watched the tournament of roses. No, Big Freddy, it's the Macy's. It's Gimbel's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Yes, it was the Gimbel's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Watch that. And y'all then on Friday, didn't go out and hit the stores or anything, but my mother always likes to go to the Home Depot or to the Lowell's, one of the two of them, because they have the 99-cent poinsettias on sale that day. And she picked up, I think she got 4 or 5 of them, and Big Fatty got 8. Big Fatty! And y'all, I have brought them back to Charleston, and I've put 4 in each of the big pots out in front of the villa. And y'all, they are absolutely gorgeous in those big pots. It looks like one big poinsettia bush in those things. And y'all, I'll watch the weather and everything. I did this last year. And y'all, I'll just go out and put a garbage bag over them at night if it goes like below 45 degrees or something like that. And then when I go out to get the newspaper in the morning, I'll uncover them and they'll be in the sunshine and showing off all during the day. And y'all, they I think they lasted to mid January last year. So and y'all, it's just gorgeous, just gorgeous. Gorgeous. And then for right night, I decided I needed to do a little more flexing. And so, y'all, I made up an excuse, and the folks were going to go play poker there at the compound. And so y'all, I went and had a just a lovely time. Wasn't as lovely as Tuesday, but y'all, it was lovely nonetheless. I take that back. It was pretty lovely for right night. I guess I was there about 3 or 4 hours. So yeah, it's just lovely. Yes, Big Freddy. And then Saturday, My brother and sister-in-law, they had been out of town for Spanksgiving, and they were coming back to town, and they were going to get the crema tree then come over, and we were going to set it up and everything. And so Saturday afternoon, my mother had decided that she has all these little jobs for me. Yes, Big Freddy. She decided I needed to make some of the nuts and bolts. Some of the nuts and bolts, and y'all, so I did. And I spent, probably three and a half hours Saturday afternoon making the nuts and bolts. Y'all, then what did we do for supper? What did we do for supper that night? Big Freddy, we don't remember. I don't know what we did. So anyway, it doesn't really matter. Big Freddy, you can say that again. Y'all, it doesn't really matter. Yes, Big Freddy. They came over with the tree, and we got it in the stand and got the water in there and everything. And I had moved the furniture around to get it ready. But y'all decided to just leave it there and let the branches kind of settle overnight Saturday night. And then I got up on Sunday, and I put on the lights and the decorations, and it was just lovely. And y'all, then me and my sister-in-law, we went to this store. Y'all, they had all kinds of retro children's games and cards and gadgets and tomfoolery and all. Beh, and we love a store full of tomfoolery. And what else? Beh, and you got tomfoolery. What more do you want? I don't know. Came back and then we went to dinner with my brother and sister-in-law and my niece. Just had a lovely supper. Big Fatty, what did I have? Oh, y'all, I had the grilled chicken Caesar salad. And it was just lovely. And what else? My folks shop at the Kroger. We don't have the Kroger over here in Charleston. We have the Vons East. And a big fatty. My mother, the Kroger was offering four times the gasoline points if you bought the gift cards once you signed up on their cellular telephonic device app. And so, y'all, of course, my folks don't have a smartphone. Big Fatty, they barely have a rotary phone. So I signed up on their Kroger card, and y'all, I bought my nieces some gift cards for grandma, and y'all got, I think I spent like $70 on gift cards, and y'all, we got 280 extra points. And then that Sunday evening, you can at the Kroger, you get 10 cents a gallon off for every 100 points that you gather during the month. So y'all, they had over 800 points. So y'all, they paid $1.24 a gallon with their discount on Sunday night. And so y'all, that was, and you can buy up to 35 gallons. So the folks, they fill up both of their cars from the same pump. And then what was left, we filled up my car with it. And y'all, it was just lovely, just worked out lovely. And then, Monday morning, I got up and had my coffee and my brofkas. And y'all, then I packed the car and I was on the road back here to the villa. And y'all, that pretty much was the highlights of the Spanksgiving weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, I guess y'all, that Baron Frosty, Big Fatty, that's Mr. Cackle, it is. Y'all, he posted something. And there was something on the TV machine on Sunday morning about, y'all, it's called the modern nativity scene. y'all, it's I'm going to put a link to it in the show notes for today. But y'all, you have to go over here and see this thing. It's and read the description of it, because y'all, it just made me kerfuffle, and I've added it to my Amazon wish list. Beef, anything, is nobody gonna buy you the modern nativity scene, y'all? But it just made me kerfuffle as to how things have changed over the years, and dear Gussie, what the modern day version of the nativity scene would be. Big Fatty, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, I went out and picked up the mail, and it looks like there's some crema cards out there, we'll start opening them. I think we're going to start opening them on the 1st of December. So, y'all, and if you want the address to the villa, just send Big Fatty an e-letter, and I'll be happy to provide it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Taste Like Burning. And, Tim, how would you compare your little show to the BFO?
We're a little more and a little less. I don't know.
Oh, Big Fatty, everybody's less than you.
can
make Big Fatty, are you gonna vomit?
No, I think you don't have to use the double.
Big Fatty, are you sure you're okay? Oh, Big Fatty, you hit the microhoes. Well, I've kind of forgotten how to fucking do this, but anyway. Oh, Big Fatty, it's so nice to be back with Squeaky Kitty. Oh, I know Squeaky Kitty. It's just lovely. Just lovely to be reunited. Yes, Big Fatty. Okay, all right. Yo.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.